Good morning. Arctic cold across interior New York and New England, with actual temperatures dropping to near zero early this morning, or even below zero in many locations, especially across the higher terrain. While the strongest winds have relaxed a bit, still a bit of a breeze outside, and most everyone seeing wind chill values between 0 and 20 below first thing this morning. High pressure's in control straight from the Arctic. It'll dominate the weather today, keeping us dry. But as that high retreats off the eastern seaboard, the door will be open for high clouds to move in later this morning and especially during the afternoon. It'll stay dry right on through the evening hours, and temperatures will only slowly climb with a developing south wind. Readings will be back into the teens, with some places in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England reaching to about 20. Clouds will increase and thicken this evening, and overnight tonight, light snow will break out as a storm system emerges out of the middle of the country and heads toward the Ohio Valley. Most locations will pick up 1 to 2 inches of snow by sunrise tomorrow morning, and with the clouds and precipitation, temperatures will either stay in the teens or even climb into the 20s by the time we reach sunrise. A low-pressure wave will track off to our south during the first part of the day tomorrow, keeping light snow going across the region. Another inch or two of snow likely, and most places by noon we'll see as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow across interior New York and New England, with the higher terrain picking up as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow. Gradually, temperatures will warm past the 32-degree mark and into the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs tomorrow, and precipitation will transition to rain showers as it winds down for Saturday afternoon. There could be a period of sleet, maybe even some freezing rain across the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and Green Mountains during the afternoon tomorrow. As we get into the night Saturday night, another wave of low pressure will approach from the Ohio Valley. With the milder air in place, we'll have areas of dense fog, and rain will develop overnight Saturday night and continue into Sunday morning as temperatures continue to climb through the 30s and into the 40s. So we'll start off Sunday with a round of rain and mild temperatures, then a cold front will push through. It'll be windy, with temperatures falling back through the 40s and into the 30s, with rain showers changing to snow showers before ending on Sunday afternoon. We'll be left with another dry, cold air mass early next week, with lots of sunshine Monday and Tuesday, highs in the 20s to around 30. The next storm will not arrive until next Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern going into the upcoming weekend will be active, with a strong storm system currently over the Intermountain West forecast to move eastward. A fresh surge of Arctic air is flowing southward from Canada, and this will reinforce the very cold conditions already in place across the northern tier. The Arctic front will join forces with the low-pressure area exiting the Rockies and spawn a new storm over the central plains. A huge temperature gradient is expected across the plains and Midwest, with mild temperatures across the southern plains and deep south, where severe storms are possible, and frigid temperatures north of the front, where winter storm warnings are in effect. Flood watches, meanwhile, remain in place for central California, high wind warnings for much of the Rockies, and wind chill advisories for the northern tier. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 35 below zero with a northwest wind at 75 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 2 above zero, the dew point 13 below, 49% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour with a wind chill of 12 below. The barometer at 30.33 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Tucson, Arizona, to a low of 23 below at Poplar, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the upper 20s, Boston sunny, near 20, and in Buffalo, cloudy with snow moving in, 1 to 2 inches by evening and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 6, the average temperature 17, that's 12 degrees below normal. 2/10 of an inch of snow yesterday. For the month, 5.9 inches now. That's 3/10 of an inch above normal. And 8.2 inches for the season, which is a half an inch of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 55, set in 1971. And the record low, 11 below zero in 1917. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds late today with highs in the lower teens. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in after midnight tonight with temperatures staying in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds late today with highs near 20. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in after midnight tonight with temperatures rising through the 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine will give way to increasing and thickening clouds later today with highs reaching into the teens. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in around midnight tonight, temperatures climbing up toward 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds late today with highs pushing through the teens. Thickening clouds with light snow breaking out after midnight tonight with temperatures climbing into the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds late today with highs pushing into the teens. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in after midnight tonight with temperatures staying in the teens or climbing toward 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow in the morning, a total of 2 to 4 inches most spots, some places as much as 3 to 6 inches, especially across the higher terrain and northern parts of New York and New England. Temperatures eventually climbing into the 30s with rain showers and fog tomorrow afternoon. More rain Saturday night and Sunday morning, then turning windy and colder, with snow showers Sunday afternoon, temperatures falling through the 40s and 30s. Sunny but cold in the 20s Monday, mostly sunny near 30 Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds in the 30s on Wednesday, with a chance of more rain and snow on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.